The journey from the head into the heart is as easy as you allow it to be. It is as easy as a river running down a hill, around the obstacles, through the soft earth, or it can be as fast as the waterfall. But you do have a choice. You do have an awareness to make that the sinking into the heart can be kind and gentle on you, that to move forward and have the spiritual development that you're seeking can be done in a kind and easy manner. But the awareness is to have the conversation with the Great Spirit on a daily basis and ask for the awarenesses you need for your highest good. Ask to see what it is you need to see, for what needs to be revealed for you in that moment, and then trust it on a moment-by-moment basis so that everything comes to you when you need the awareness. And then when you don't need the awareness, trust that they're protecting you so that you don't get overwhelmed, but that you do feel guided and safe in the process. And the alignment with the earth and the grounding in the earth is the key to the health and the well-being. The health and the well-being, and that is in all aspects, your physical body, but also in out into your material well-being and your mental well-being, comes from the grounding in the earth. If you're aligned with the earth takes care automatically of the greater alignment. And use the gravity and use the teachers that have gone before, the ascended masters who have gone before, and the gravity to help you with the alignment and the grounding and the being of the earth. And all else follows. But ask for the awareness that it can be done with ease and joy and flow for your highest good in a kind and easy, gentle manner for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The term was used, greater awareness. And we're going to discuss that. In this, which is supposed to be the farewell channeling, in this, the Emerald Isle, it's not the farewell channeling. It's the channeling that says hello, not goodbye. It's the channeling that summarizes and continues. I want to talk about this greater awareness. There is something that can happen here. It's a seed that gets planted. And it can be a seed of many kinds of awarenesses. The Gaia awareness. The cellular awareness that is spiritual, that says, there's more. I want to know what it is. I want to experience it. There's the healing awareness. The seeds on this trip grow into cures and health and beyond. And the awareness of self that says, finally, I can relax. There are some listening to this or even here who have never really experienced the inner child joy on a day-by-day basis. It's something you think you have to work on instead of it being there and intuitive when you wake up. I'm here to tell you that it belongs to every human. Joy. That is the way the earth wakes up. Literally, as the globe spins and goes from dark to light and dark to light, every 24 hours, it changes. There is a sunrise, literally, that moves across the globe, hour by hour by hour, constantly and forever. And this sunrise is that which the earth freshens itself, that time when the earth comes out from the darkness. It's an invitation to you to do the same. Let's talk more about this. What has transpired in these few days? From the outset in 3D, you had a tour. You had hotels and buses and breakfasts. You had places that you could shop, eat, be, do, look at, admire, honor. And you could get back on the bus and ask for another one and go to the next site and do the same. You could look at history. You could wonder at the marvel of the stones and who built them and why are they there exactly, something you may never know. And for every single person, there was a different aspect of enjoyment. Now, dear ones, you are on a special spiritual tour, one that accepts channeling. Therefore, you would think that in this there would be more than enjoyment, and for many of you, there was. What did you think of the history? Let's start there. Did it speak to you differently than history, for instance, you might have seen in other places? My partner was just in Egypt. History is all there is there, and that's why you go. But here, there's something else. It's history that comes alive, because at some level, all that made it are still here. And they are represented in the magic. And that is the next point. You've come to the Emerald Isle. It is known for magic. And so many will come here and say, isn't it quaint and fun that they believe in these traditions of the little people? That they believe that there are fairies around, however you define that. The divas in the forest. Isn't that cute and quaint? And I'm here to tell you, it's not cute and quaint, it's real. And the reality of that is what the human consciousness makes of it when you're in a land that has no crystalline grid filter. And we have said this before, that in this time, especially after 2012, and especially in the south of Ireland, there is even going to be an increase in what they would call the magic. And it's not just mythology, and it's not just tradition. That more and more will see something, perhaps out of the corner of their eye, or realize when they're in a stone circle that they hear the singing. And they'll put it aside, thinking it's a figment of their imagination, not understanding. It's built into the ground. It's not in a grid. It's alive. When you have a place like this, the Akash works differently. History works differently. Human consciousness works differently. The earth speaks to those who will listen. Many of the farmers here, and all they have done is farm or raise the animals, have felt it and seen it and know it, and they won't speak of it because they think perhaps it's a little odd. Even in this land, they will hold that which they know is here. They've seen what's in the dark, and it isn't evil. It's light where light shouldn't be. The Irish know this, and they watch the tourists come and go, and they know the tourists probably don't believe it, but dear ones, it's here. And what it does to those who pass through the land is it plants seeds. Long after you leave this place, things will start occurring to you, and you will remember, and you may even smile. This was different. Some of you in this group are travelers. That is to say, that's what you do. You go from place to place. You see what history can offer, what the earth can offer. And if you haven't felt it yet, in retrospect, you will start remembering this place was different. There is a residual that stays with you because you looked. That is the intent of the human being. We've told you what intent does. It's almost like opening a door. Spirit sees you and your consciousness through intent. Intent to heal, intent to honor, intent to understand, intent to remember. It's difficult to even describe what intent is to spirit. It's much more than even the word intent means. It really is that which opens that door to so many things. Intent is like when you jump off of a bank into a river. When you jump off, you have pure intent because gravity will take you into the water. And that is the kind of intent spirit sees. Intent that is pure, to remember, to heal. Consciousness is interesting because when you start this journey of intent, you start to realize something. There are many kinds of intent. And you start to think, wow, perhaps there's the intent to understand, to change, to talk to my cells. And you will find that that intent energy is like a key in the lock. Let me ask you this. Do you think that your cellular structure understands intent? Oh, yes. Because your cells are not just biology. They are ringing with the Creator, the planets, and all that went into who you are. They're ready to listen, to turn the key in the lock of healing for you is through your intent. Do you mean it? I'll tell you this. Whatever happened here to you is not like medicine or a Band-Aid, which is temporary. Intent is forever. You don't have to worry about things coming back that you released here if you release them with pure intent. I'll say it again. To anyone listening who really wants to heal and release and wants to have something which helps them, you come here. Because the earth is your friend like never before, like no other place on the planet. It literally rings with help. You wonder why the Irish enjoy themselves so much. You wonder why the Irish have music everywhere, dancing everywhere. This is what the planet does with this culture here. And they're used to it. And it's different from any other place on the planet. So the invitation remains open to all those that hear this message who are not in this circle. This would be a good place to be, if only for a little while, to feel an earth that can speak to you in your ear while you sleep, while you're awake, through your eyes sometimes as you gaze upon a green that seems to be nowhere else on the planet, where it thrives with the rain and the sun in a way that no other places thrive, where you can grow things that no other places will allow growth. We've spoken of this many times. And so who are you right now, having toured this place? Are you different? Will you take something away that you didn't expect? Not just the experience of the Emerald Isle, but perhaps a remembrance, perhaps even an enhancement of your spiritual knowledge. God loves you. Through Gaia, through yourself, through the Creator, you are worthy of being on this planet. And everything you feel here says that. I said it before. The little ones are mischievous, but they're fun and they have a message. Joy, Gaia, beauty, sunshine, light. And they would love to just impart it to you every single day. Until we return, so it is.